The number one song on the Life 100.3 Daytime Top 20 is Matthew West, The God Who Stays.
You're the God Who Stays. You're the God Who Stays.
It's from his brand new album called Brand New. It gets confusing, but it's an awesome album. Let's talk to Matthew West this morning. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, good morning. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Calling your album Brand New, is that just a cruel joke or what is that?
It's marketing 101. No. It's just, you know, that way when it's an old album, you can still refer to it as a brand new album. But I didn't think about any of that when I called it that. It's more of a personal significance to me and kind of where I'm at in my journey of faith right now. It's kind of pointed towards that scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that promises if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. But there's a line in the song Brand New that says, when it just doesn't feel like the old is gone, the old you is gone, and shame keeps telling your heart that you should be further along. And that kind of describes my journey of faith sometimes. It's, well, man, the Bible tells me I'm a new creation. How come I feel like some of that old is still hanging around? And then you start to beat yourself up. And this whole album is a reminder that you and me are not yet the finished versions of ourselves, but that God knows that, and he stays with us, and he doesn't give up on us. And every day, if we'll trust him, he's making us more and more in the image of him. And so that's what really Brand New is all about, is stepping into a brand new stage of your faith in Christ and going deeper every day, as opposed to drifting farther every day from the faith that you maybe once knew at a younger age.
My wife and I listened to the album all the way through last night, and we just felt so encouraged. Like afterwards, we're like, you know what? Let's get after this. That's kind of what we feel like. And it feels like you're a guy that's connecting to us on a different level. I don't know. He just felt like, okay, we're all the same, because you're not a guy saying, hey, look, I've got it all together. Here's what you got to do. We just kind of feel like we were there with you.
Well, first of all, thank you. That's in a world that usually listens maybe just to the radio single, when I hear that somebody listens through the whole album, because every song means so much to me, they're really kind of snapshots of my life and my journey. And, you know, Todd, if I could pinpoint one, maybe the epicenter of what my heart and my desire is with my music, and even more importantly than my music, just with my life right now, is I want to dig down and figure out the most authentic version of me and then have my music express that. And the reason for that is because for a long time in my life, one of the name tags that I've worn would be professional Christian. And I wrote a book a couple years ago called Hello, My Name Is, and it talks all about identity and how discovering who you are comes with discovering who you are not, you know? And one of the things that I've been in my life is, I grew up a preacher's kid, and, you know, I got really good at looking the part and checking all the boxes to make everyone around me think that I was like this good Christian preacher's kid. And then I grew up and became a professional Christian singer, and I'm in ministry, and those skills served me well and have served me well, in the sense that, you know, I have this ability to like say the right thing, check all the right boxes, quote the right scriptures, but really maybe the most excitement that I display about my faith in Christ sometimes is when I'm on stage in front of people and not when I'm off stage living my life. And I just have discovered that it's possible to look the part and forget about the most important thing, which is what's going on inside. Are you living the part? Are you pursuing a passionate relationship with Christ? And so, you know, that's where these songs come from, not from the perspective of somebody who's got it all figured out, but from the perspective of somebody who's kind of going, hey, you know what, if I'm being honest, I do a lot more pretending that I've got it all figured out, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be the most authentically flawed version of myself, because these days, that's what this world needs to see. Not a perfect Christian, but somebody who's the first one to say, I'm far from perfect, but let me tell you about a perfect God who's working on me.
Hopefully we'll see you up here in Canada at least sometime, Matthew.
Man, I want to do a Canadian tour so bad. Dude. And I would sure love the opportunity. And so I'm working on that right now, and I sure hope that we can make that happen here in the next year. I would sure love to come and sing for your listeners. And I want to say thank you to you for for supporting my music, and you know, just to hear the way you introduced this interview about the God Who Stays, just like, man, that means so much to me. It's like I feel still like that kid who just started making music and dreamed that his song would be on the radio someday. And now I have a bigger perspective, and I realize that it's not just about getting a song on the radio, but it's about what that 3 minutes on the radio is communicating to the world. Mm-hmm. And there's no message I would rather send to the world than the message of a God who promises never to leave, never to forsake, never to give up on you. And so I hope that message about a God who stays with people is resonating with people and reminding them that they are not alone today.
The album is called Brand New. We're playing right now. Number one on our list is The God Who Stays by Matthew West. He's been our guest this morning. Matthew, thanks, man. I always feel so encouraged after talking to you.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you, man.